Hello?
Hello, Joe?
Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Hi, Joe. This is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the voicemail I received from you regarding the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Yes. Doing well. Thank you for calling.
Of course. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And do you
Yes.
currently already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
I do not.
No? Okay. And then I just want to confirm, has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
No? Okay. And then what were you or a loved one diagnosed with after spraying Roundup?
Say again?
What were you or a loved one diagnosed with after spraying Roundup?
Chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And then who would this be in regards of, yourself or a loved one?
Me, myself.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with CLL?
What state are you asking?
When were you diagnosed with CLL?
Oh,
So
when?
date. Yeah.
It was the fall of 2020.
Fall of 2020, so like roughly around September.
I could give you an exact date. I think it was more like November.
November of 2020.
Yeah.
And how are you doing now?
I'm still keeping an eye on it. It's under control,
Okay.
but I'm still keep I keep an eye on my numbers every 6 months.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing well now. How old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
Oh, let's see. What was that? 5 years ago. So I was 58.
58, okay. And then did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then how many years did you spray Roundup for, if you had to estimate a number?
I didn't really use Roundup that much. I used it at my old residence in the early 2000s, so maybe I would say 1 year.
1 year total, or did you spray it like roughly, like let's say you sprayed it like one day a year, over the course of like 5 years?
Yes, I would say that.
Okay, but you would estimate total 1 year, but I'm saying over the course of actual number of years, even though you didn't spray it that much within the year, how many years would you say
Yeah,
you sprayed it
over
for?
the course of like five to eight
Okay.
years.
5 to 8 years. Okay. Put down at least five. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
10 days or more in my
Yeah.
lifetime. Yes.
Okay. And then how many exposures would you say that you've had to Roundup in your lifetime, if you had to estimate?
I would say 30.
30 hours? Okay.
Yeah.
And then how long did you spray Roundup for before your diagnosis? Was it you didn't at less than 1 year, at least 1 year, at least 2 years? I know you
At least
mentioned
2
five
years.
earlier. Okay. Sorry, these questions are a little bit repetitive.
Yeah.
And then when did you, what year, what month and year did you stop spraying Roundup?
I would say in 2008.
2008, okay. And how are you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay. And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, residential?
Residential.
Residential, okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's, I'm sorry, one CLL diagnosis?
No, just the one.
Just the one? Okay. And then CLL is a form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And then do you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you can recall at this time?
I do not.
Okay. And then these are based off your past and present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, organ transplant, hepatitis B or C?
No.
No? Have you ever had Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the CLL?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and spell your first and last name for me, please?
Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Cruz, C-R-U-Z, Junior, J-R.
Okay, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Thank you. Are you currently married?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
7/1/1961.
So you're 63 years old right now, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is your social?
395-66-4655.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your CLL?
My wife brought it to my attention.
Okay. And when was that? When was that date that she brought it to your attention?
I would say about 2 months ago.
2 months ago? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe whenever you two talked, I know that she talked to you.
Let me ask you this. What is your wife's phone number?
612-986-9383.
Okay, I do remember in your voicemail you mentioned that I spoke with your wife, so I wanted to see. Okay, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I do remember speaking to her. That was about 2 weeks ago? Or no, actually. Yeah, about 2 weeks ago I spoke with her.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what is your height and weight?
I am 5'9", 210 pounds.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. And then also, I know you mentioned that you first became aware of it about 2 months ago, so I put down January 31st, 2025. Does that sound correct?
Aware of what? The correlation?
The connection between Roundup and the CLL.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then can I get your email, please?
Sure. JCCRUZ at MAC.com.
Okay. And then the phone number I have for you is 651-253-1428.
Correct.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
It's my cell, both. Oh. It's both.
Both, okay. And then your spouse name, that would be Jennifer Cruz, is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have her phone number at 612-986-9383.
Yes.
Okay. Some of these questions aren't applicable to you, but they are required that I do ask. So I just want to let you know before moving forward. Do you have any official documents to show you are the power of attorney?
I don't.
Okay. And then how many times a year did you use Roundup, if you had to estimate a number?
I would say 4 or 5.
Okay. So roughly around 4 times a year. What year did you start spraying Roundup?
In around 2000, the year
2000.
2000.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Just gloves.
Just gloves. Where did you apply it and how big of an area was applied?
I would use it on my sidewalk cracks.
Residentially?
Yeah.
Anywhere else other than the sidewalk cracks?
And in on the driveway.
On the driveway?
Also.
Okay. And what state did you use the product in?
What state? What was the question?
What state did you use the product in?
Oh, in Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yes.
And then how was your first exposure to Roundup? Was it directly exposed at home or indirectly exposed seeing it at a friend's house, having a neighbor spray it?
Well, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I think my father used Roundup when I was a kid.
Okay. So indirectly
but, you know,
exposed?
So I was indirectly exposed to Roundup as a kid, but I directly exposed using it personally, residentially, like I said, starting around year 2000.
And then did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes.
And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to estimate a number?
Geez.
In your entire life?
30. 30 to 50.
30 to 50? Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you get your water from a well?
No, city water.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I'm sure I have been, but not aware of it. Yeah.
Okay, but so you can't say for certain?
Well, weed killer, you know. I've used weed killer throughout the years as a homeowner, and and I know my father used weed killer when I was growing up on our lawn.
Okay. So I'll write down weed killer. You're just unsure of which herbicides specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
No? Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
I would say both.
Okay. Which one would you say you use more?
The premixed.
The premix, okay.
Yeah.
And then do you remember what store you purchased the Roundup from?
I would imagine it was from Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
I don't.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. The firm does ask if you do find anything, just to do not destroy your temper with it, just because it will help you with your case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The following 7 questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
No? Have you been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Yes.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
All righty. And then in regards to smoking, how many years did you smoke for?
I didn't. I was just a casual smoker.
Casual? Okay.
So,
if you had to put a number on it, just so the firm does know.
Oh, 2.
2 years? Okay. And then in regards to employment, where are you currently employed?
I'm currently employed at the Minnesota Minneapolis Children's Theater Company.
That is, the address I have is 2400 3rd Ave South in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yep.
Is that correct?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Zip code 55404.
Sounds right.
Okay. And then what is your job title there?
Carpenter.
Carpenter. And then, being involved in other lawsuits, what lawsuit were you involved in and what year?
Workers' comp lawsuit that just finalized last year.
Okay. Was that a claim that you put in?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and put no for have you ever been involved in other lawsuits because there is a question about the compensation claim.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, other than a compensation claim, I haven't been involved in any other lawsuits, no.
And you said it was just settled last year?
Yes, it's settled last year.
Okay. Is there any details you can provide me in regards to the workers' compensation claim?
Say that again?
Is there any details that you can add in regards to the workers' compensation claim?
Well, I had... needed a rotator cuff surgery from an injury at work.
Okay.
Which wasn't this employer that I'm working for right now.
Okay.
It was a different employer.
An ex-employer.
Mm-hmm. Former, yes.
You're doing fine now?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. Do you have a medical record that indicates your cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. We're almost done here. I just have a couple more questions for you. Give me one moment, okay?
Uh-huh.
I just need to confirm this question. Have you or loved ones sprayed Roundup for a minimum of 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then where were you diagnosed and treated for your CLL?
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota? What's the name of the facility?
M Health Fairview.
Is that Burnsville, Minnesota?
Well, they're all over the metro area, but this particular clinic is in Maplewood, Minnesota.
Maplewood, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Is it M Health Fairview Clinics and Specialty Center?
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, M Health Fairview Clinic in Maplewood.
Yes.
Is that where you're treated and diagnosed?
Yeah, I didn't need treatment.
Okay, just
diagnosed. I haven't needed treatment, just diagnosed.
Okay. I'm just pulling their information. Give me 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you never did any treatment in regards to the CLL, no medication, anything like that?
No.
No?
No. Not yet.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
I do. I'll have to get a spelling for you. His name is Dr. I have to find a spelling.
If you know how to pronounce it, I can try to find it online.
Nambudri? Nambudri is his name?
Do you know how to spell it? Or no, you don't know how to spell it?
Do you want his full name or just his last name?
Either or.
So I'm not sure how to pronounce his first name, but his first name is Gopakumar, middle initial S, last name capital Nambudri, Nambudri.
Okay, I want to make sure I have this. Oh, I just lost the spelling. I accidentally deleted it. Okay.
Oh, darn. I'll spell it again.
Okay. Perfect.
Shoot. Sorry. So his first name, capital Gopakumar, middle initial S, last name N, capital Nambudri.
Got it. Gopakumar Nambudri. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's who diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay.
It looks like it was November 27th, 2020.
November 27th, 2020?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and put that down. For diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that information. And then can I get your current full address, please?
Yeah. 5567 130th Way, WAY North.
The 130th
Hugo.
Way?
Yeah, 130th Way in Hugo, Hugo, Minnesota, 55038.
Is it 130th Way North?
Yes.
Okay, is there a unit number?
No.
No? Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
It lives with me.
Okay. Do you have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And who is this person to you?
My spouse.
Is that going to be Jennifer Cruz?
Yes.
Okay. And then I do have her phone number. Same phone number, 612?
Yes.
And then I just want to confirm, I have her name spelled as Jennifer.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Sure.
Before I move forward, I do have another question for you. So in regards to treatment, you don't do any treatment, but you do checkups every 6 months?
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
And the checkups, what do they do during the checkups?
It's blood work and a consultation with the doctor. Look, and then we review my blood numbers.
And they never put you on any medication, any pain meds, anything like that?
Nope,
No? Okay.
not yet. Hopefully, I
I hope
never have to
not.
go on it. Yeah. But there is a, I mean, the main reason why I started going to him was that I was feeling very fatigued for quite a few years, and I was trying to figure out what it was. I thought it might have been Lyme's disease. So I had a bunch of blood work done, and then the doctor that I saw said that you should go see your primary, and the primary doctor sent me to the oncologist.
Okay, I see.
So I still am, fatigued with this CLL.
Okay, I see. So you do still have symptoms, of course.
Yes.
Okay. All right, give me one moment. Okay, Joseph?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you prefer Joe or Joseph? I'm sorry.
Joe's fine.
Joe's fine? Okay. All right, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. I just have one last question before I do that. I do want to ask you, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, it's just keep me it's keeping me aware of why I'm feeling the way I feel. So I'm having to go see this doctor every 6 months, and I'm a little bit stressed out about the underlying condition that I have.
Yeah, of course, because you never know what's going to happen during those appointments. I'm sorry to hear that, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best. I hope nothing but the best for you moving forward.
Thank you.
So, with that being said, so you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. You don't currently have an attorney, and you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and you were diagnosed November 27, 2020. And then you did spray Roundup for 5 years, roughly a minimum of 5 years. You did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more. You sprayed Roundup for a minimum of, you would say, 30 hours in your lifetime. You sprayed for at least 1 year. You stopped spraying January 1st, or roughly around January 1st, 2008. You were exposed directly, residentially, and you are a citizen of the United States. You've only had one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. In regards to past medical history, everything was a no except a family history of cancer. I have your first name spelled as Joseph, Josephe, last name Cruz spelled Cruz, and then Junior, Jr. And then I have your gender as male. You are currently married. I have your social as 395-66-4655. I have your date of birth as July 1st, 1961, and your current age is 63. I have your height and weight as 5'9", 210 pounds. The phone we're speaking on is a smartphone. I have your email as jcruz@mac.com. I have your phone number as 651-253-7000. 1428. I have your wife's
Okay,
name as,
wait.
oh, I'm sorry.
One correction. The email
Yes.
is JCCRUZ.
So I wrote down J, or I'm sorry, I wrote
there's
down
two,
J.
There's two C's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So I have JCCRUZ at mac.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your phone number as 651-253-1428. I have your wife's name as Jennifer Cruz. Jennifer spelled Jennifer. Is
correct.
That correct so far?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have her phone number as 612-986-9383. You did spray Roundup roughly around 4 times a year. You started spraying it in the year 2000. You did use gloves when spraying Roundup. You sprayed residentially on sidewalk cracks on the driveway. You sprayed in the state of Minnesota, and you were directly exposed residentially by spraying yourself. You were present every time when exposed to Roundup. You've had about 30 exposures in your lifetime. You do not get your water from a well. You have been exposed to other herbicides, such as Weed Killer, unsure of which herbicide specifically. You use both a premix and concentrate you purchased from Ace Hardware. You do not have any receipts of your Roundup purchases, and you do not have any Roundup in your possession. In regards to your past, you have smoked for 2 years. You are currently employed at Children's Theater Company, located at 2400 3rd Ave South in Minneapolis, Minnesota, zip code 55404. You are a carpenter there. You did not lose any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition. In regards to... excuse me, I'm sorry. Workers' compensation claim. It was settled last year for a rotator cuff surgery from injury at work with an ex-employer. And then in regards to your diagnosing doctor, I have Gopa Kumar Nambadiri, located at 2945 Hazelwood Street, Suite 100 in Maplewood, Minnesota, zip code 55109. I have the facility phone number as 651-232-7800. In regards to treatment, I'm sorry, give me 1 second. Excuse me, I was coughing. My apologies. In regards to treatment, you did not receive any treatment. And then in regards to your address, I have 5567 130th Way North in Hugo, Minnesota, zip code 55038. And then in regards to your emergency contact, I have your... us who lives with you. Her name is Jennifer, spelled Jennifer. Last name Cruz, spelled Cruz. Phone number I have is 612-986-9383. She lives with you, and we do have permission to contact her. Is this correct?
Correct.
Anything you'd like me to change or add?
There was one thing in there, and I was trying to remember what it was, but... is not important. No, I think that's all correct. Yeah.
Okay. All correct, because I do need that information to be correct as it is going to the firm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right, Joe. So before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I'll be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case.
Okay.
And they may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim.
Mm-hmm.
If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. We want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any questions before I submit your information?
Do you have a number for them if they don't call?
Yes, I will give you give you a phone number to give them a call.
Or you're going
to
email that stuff to me? Or?
So I'm going to send you a text and an email right now.
Okay.
I'm just going to need a couple signatures from you. This is from the law firm. It's just regarding that you do now currently have legal representation, as well as release a medical record. So if they do need to obtain your medical records, you do give them permission to do so, things like that. You don't pay any out-of-pocket fees to retain these attorneys, but if a settlement is awarded, it will be split, a 60-40 split. 60 goes to you and 40 goes to the firm. But again, you do not pay any out-of-pocket fees, and if a settlement is not awarded, you don't lose anything other than your time with me on the phone today. With that being said, I do have the firm's phone number whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay, just a minute. I just remembered what that question was.
Yes. 'Cause
you asked me if there was any time lost
yes.
due to the illness, and
lost
of course,
work,
every six... Every 6 months, I do have to go take time off work and go to do lab work.
Okay, let me go ahead and add that in there. Do you remember the dates you were unable to work, or do you want me to write down that every 6 months you have to go to the clinic to get lab work done?
I could give you the dates.
Do you have them on hand with you?
If you give me a second, I can give you the dates. Let's see here. It would be visits. Okay. Okay, so just recently, March 24th, 2025. September 23rd, 2024. And then, that's not it. There should be one. Oh, looks like a year went by. September 11th, 2023. Let me get some more here. September 11th. And then September 29th, 2022. March 29th, 2022.
I'm sorry, you said September 29, 2022, correct?
Yeah, and then March 29th, 2022.
Is that it?
September 28th, 2021. March 29th, 2021. December 28th, 2020, and then the original visit.
November 27th, 2020?
Yes. And then there was a visit with my primary on October 29th, 2020 as well.
You said October 29th, 2020?
Yes.
Okay, so I have down every 6 months you have to go to the clinic to get blood work done and consultation with your doctor. I have March 24th, 2025, September 23rd, 2024, September 11th, 2023, September 29th, 2022, March 29th, 2022, September 28th, 2021, March 29th, 2021, December 28th, 2020, November 27th, 2020, and October 29th, 2020. Is this all correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have September 29th, 2022?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like me to change or add?
No.
Okay. So my last question for you, do you have any questions before I submit your information?
I don't. Just
okay.
the name of the firm and the phone number.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, I can go ahead and give that to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
what is it?
The firm phone number is going to be 909-906-3862.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. The name of the firm is going to be Pulaski. I just need you to sign these documents that way. I'm sorry. Yeah, you just need to go ahead and sign these documents. It's just regarding legal representation, authorization to release medical records, things like that. Once these documents are signed, the firm will receive your information. You'll get on the phone with them. They just need to confirm everything, and then they'll start working on your case. If they need anything from you, they'll go ahead and give you a call and let you know. You should have just received a text right now from a DocuSign. Were you able
yep,
to see it? Okay.
I did.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead and click on it. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature. You'll hit yes or I agree. And then it's going to ask you to hit start or continue. It's going to prompt you to all the fields where you need a sign or initial. Make sure you sign. If you sign, you sign your first and last name. And then if you initial, you sign your initials. Just make sure it's clear. The attorneys do are strict about the signature, so they will make you resign if they see any discrepancies. And then let me know once you're all finished. I'm also going to go ahead and send you a text from a 949 number, which is this number, just so you have it just in case. It has all my contact information. So if you need anything from me at all, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me.
I'm having a hard time signing this.
No worries. Take your time.
Doesn't want to let me sign. Shoot.
Sometimes you do have to double click on the box, and then it'll kind of go through.
Oh, I see. Pretty much just everywhere where there's a signature.
Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and sign it there.
Signature name printed. Where else do I need to sign here? Signature. Authorize if not the patient. You need me to initial all this stuff too?
Yeah, anything where it needs you to sign or initial, or there's
you
a
need
box
me
to
initial everything as well?
No, whatever it tells you to do. If it says sign, you sign. If it says initial, but you don't have to do both.